I think the communion is finished, has it? The passed around yet? Oh, we've got it. You might remember, those of you here last time I was preaching had all sorts of dramas with this, and I really did want it to work today because for a very specific reason. So we're working through the book of Galatians. It's been going on. This is the sixth session, I believe, working through Galatians. We're not even a third of the way through yet. You've got a little way to go. But we're up to chapter 2, and we only have two verses before us today, verses 15 and 16 of Galatians chapter 2. And guess what? I want you to read it out of my Bible today. And to help you do that, there it is. That's a photo of my Bible. I'm one of those that scribbles in my Bible, you know, write little notes in and underline things and all that sort of thing. And so I want you to just see it as I see it, as I was preparing this sermon in my Bible here. And so I've taken a photo of those few verses for you up there. So I'll just read it through. Can you read it all right up there? So I'm going to bring it up bigger later, but I can see it here anyway. We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by works of the law no one will be justified. Well, you can see I've got we underlined there. We, yeah, through there. So who is it? Who's the we? Well, the Apostle Paul is writing. He's writing this book, Galatians, and of course, it's a book in our Bible, but when it was originally written, it was a letter. And Paul wrote this letter to a group of churches in a part of the world that we know as Turkey, but Galatia was called then. And so the book is called Galatians in our Bible, but it was actually a personal letter that Paul sat down and wrote and sent it off to be circulated around the churches in that area. And so Paul was actually a Jew, right? He was a Jewish Christian. And some of you would know the story of how he became a Christian, from being a religious person to becoming a Christian. And it's an amazing story. You read it in the Bible. So he's talking about himself and others like him who are Jewish Christians when he says, we ourselves, yet we know, so we also. He's saying, we who are Jewish Christians. So that's who the we is. But then he's talking about Gentile sinners. That's a bit rough, isn't it? But that's the way it was back then. The Jewish people thought of all Gentiles, that is, everybody who wasn't a Jew, as being barbarians, as being barbaric, as being heathen. And they said, well, they're just Gentile sinners. And we're the privileged religious people of God. That's how the Jews thought of themselves. And so Paul's talking about here himself and others like him who are Jewish Christians. And he's saying, well, that's who we are. We're not Gentiles. We're not those other people, the non-Jews. And that's a really important statement in the context of these two verses. So let me give you a little glossary of a couple of words that are in there that you might be a little bit confused about. I've already mentioned Gentiles. They're non-Jews. Anybody that's not a Jew, well, they're a Gentile. They get all shoveled into that basket. Then you've got this word justified. I think I heard Brittany use that word, or she read that word actually in her reading from Romans. And the word justified has a few different meanings, I suppose. But in the Bible, it basically means to be declared right with God. You might be aware of this. If you do any word processing, you'd be aware of these little symbols at the top. I mean, the one on the left says it means justified left. The next one means justified centre. The next one means justified right. And the other one means just justified on both margins. And it just means to line up with. So if it's justified left, all of the lines line up. So that's a bit the idea. It means that we line up with God when we're justified. We are declared right with God. And it's a really important concept in the Bible. Sometimes a little bit confusing, but in simple terms, that's what it means, to be declared right with God. What an amazing thing that is. And we've heard eight people tell us, not exactly in those words, but they were saying, I'm a Christian, I got saved, I'm not sure when I got saved, but I know I'm saved because I'm trusting Jesus. You know what they're telling us? They're telling us that they're justified. In other words, they're saying, I'm on God's side, I've been declared right with God. And that is an amazing concept. And the other word here is the law. What does it mean by the law in this context? Well, it's God's declared holy standard. And you know, Paul, who wrote this, he knew all about it. Before he became a Christian, what we'd say a born-again believer, he was one of the most religious, upright men you could ever find. He was above his peers. He stood out in the crowd as an upright religious Pharisee, an outstanding man in the religious world of his day. Well, this law, it had all different aspects. There was the civil law, the civic laws, which actually governed the daily social life of the Jews. There was a ceremonial law that was to do with the temple and the sacrifices and special feasts and that sort of thing, rituals that they followed. There was the rabbinic law. There were 613 laws that the rabbis sort of set up to help the people to obey the law. And there was the moral law, which we know as the Ten Commandments, which God gave to his people. He wrote with his own finger in stone. And so the law, all of that is declaring God's standard, his holy standard. And no person has ever been able to live up to that standard. In fact, the Bible tells us that everybody falls short of that standard or that glory of God. Everybody. And Jesus was the only man that's ever walked on this earth that could actually say that he had kept the law, did everything that pleased his Father. Not one person can say that, now or ever. So that's a little glossary that might help us understand some of those terms. Well, there are the verses, a little larger font for you, and I'll read through them again. We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners, yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Because by works of the law, no one will be justified. Okay, I have a question. What is he trying to say? Let me help you. Three times. A person is not justified by works of the law. Not by works of the law. Just in case you didn't get it, by works of the law, no one will be justified. You reckon that's what he's trying to say? Do you think the Apostle Paul is trying to say it doesn't matter who you are? Think about what I said earlier about we and you, Christian, Jews, or Jewish Christians, Gentile sinners. But he says, by the works of the law, no one will be justified. Not even the great Pharisee Paul, who was so upright, who was above his peers in the religious world, a Pharisee of the Pharisees, he called himself, before his conversion. Not even Paul can be justified by the works of the law. No one, he says, will be justified by the works of the law. That is a really important concept, and Paul seems to be laboring that in verse 16. He reminds us three times that you don't get justified, you don't get made right with God, to line up with God, by the works of the law. So, if that's the case, does he give us any hope? Sometimes you read some section of the Bible, and you know, if you get stuck in just one section, you can read one section of the Bible and you can go, oh man, there's no hope for humanity. We are so wretched. We are so sinful. See, we are so lost. And if you just stay in that little bit of where you're reading, some places in the Bible, they paint a very dark and grim picture. In fact, they depict a hopelessness for humanity. And some of these expressions here hint at that. There's No one can be justified by the works of the law. Doesn't matter how good you are. Doesn't matter how upright you are. Doesn't matter what you're born into. Whether you're born a Jew or whether you're born a Gentile, whether you're born Australian or an Italian or a whatever. It doesn't matter. There's nobody. Nobody can be made right with God by following the law, by doing the good things, doing right things. That will not line you up with God. It's not good enough. But the Bible is more than just little passages that tell us about how bad we are and how hopeless our condition is and the awful eternity that awaits us. The Bible is a book that presents life. The Bible is a book, it's a story that tells us the bad news, but it tells us the good news. So let's have a look at the good news in this little verse, verse 16. He says, but through faith in Jesus Christ, I can't be justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So he says, so we also, even us Jews, we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ. So you see that word believe, we have believed, it's the same as saying justified by faith. So this faith and belief, it's the same concept. He's just saying it in two different ways. We also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ, by believing in Christ. And so Paul sets for us, even just in this verse 16, the bad news. You can't be lined up with God. You can't be declared right with God by following the law, by doing good things. That will not line you up with God. It's just not enough, not good enough. But he says, there is good news here, and I want to tell you about it. He says, it doesn't matter who you are, even we who are Jewish people and religious and specially blessed by God, even we who can't be justified by the works of the law, we have put our faith in Jesus. Because we know he's the only one who can make us right with God. We also have believed in Christ Jesus in order so that we might be justified by faith. We might be made right with God through faith in Christ. And you know, that's all I'm here to tell you about today. That's all, more or less, that's all Paul told us about in these couple of verses. And that's all I'm here to tell you about today. I mean, it's good it's going to be a short sermon, isn't it? Because, you know, we've got a lot of other stuff going on today. But it might be a short sermon, but these points are absolutely, they're just so important that you understand. It's imperative that you understand these two points. A, the bad news. You cannot be made right with God by doing the right thing, by following the law. It will not make you right with God. You know, that is news to a lot of people. A lot of people do think that if they go to church or they become a part of a church or they say prayers or they do the right thing, they live an honest life. You've heard some of the people today already talk about that sort of thing. You know, I think Brittany said that, you know, she thought that if she just did the right thing, she'd be all okay. And a lot of people think that. If I just do the right thing and I'm better than most people, then I'll be okay. I got a little book at home and the title is this. It's a fairly cumbersome title. But the title is this. If nobody is perfect, or since nobody is perfect, how good is good enough? Since nobody is perfect, I think we'll all accept that. How good is good enough? So if you're thinking, when I get to face God, what am I going to pull out of my life? What bag of tricks have I got to show him? Say, look, God, I was better than that person. I was better than that person. Am I actually good enough? And he'll say, no, you're not. Nobody's good enough. And now that you've heard this today, you know that. The Bible, which is the truth of God, tells us that nobody is good enough to get right with God. But there is the good news, isn't there? There is the good news. That's the other side. You can be made right with God. In fact, that's what God wants. That's why he sent Jesus. That's why the Savior came. That's why Christ died on the cross, to show us how much God wants people to be right with him, to show us how much he loves us, to demonstrate his love. And he did it, as we heard from Romans chapter 5, by sending his Son. He commended his love to us in this way. He sent his Son who died for us. Jesus died for us. He gave his life. He was buried and he was raised again the third day, and he's alive today in heaven. And he welcomes everyone who will come to him in faith. And that's how we get right with God. God has demonstrated his love by sending his Son. He's written right across the scriptures in bold print, I love you and I want you to be with me forever in heaven. And this is how you can be there. And this is how you can be made right, justified. This is how you can be lined up with me, God says, by trusting Jesus who died for you. That's how you get right with God. My final slide. Doing good works makes us right with God. Second statement, faith in Jesus Christ makes us right with God. There are two statements that I'm taking out of these little scriptures, these two verses, and I just want you to look at them for a moment. I just want you to focus on them. I want you to think, I'm not going to ask you to put your hand up, which one you think is right, or whether you think they're both right, or none of them are right. I just want you to think about it. Doing good works makes us right with God. Well, you agree? That's what we just read, isn't it? Nobody is made right with God by keeping the law or doing good works. But the middle part of our verse, the good news, faith in Jesus Christ makes us right with God. That, when I miss it, when I get it, that is the right answer. That's the truth, my friend, that only faith in Jesus Christ makes us right with God. And as Joe said, to believe that is a very humbling experience, because that means that nothing that I can offer to God will merit any favor. No matter how good I might be, no matter how wonderful my charitable deeds, my good works might be, I bring them to God, and he says, no, not good enough. Not up to my standard. That's very humbling. To know that I can't offer anything to God to please him, to get right with him. It is humbling. But it's the way of salvation. It's the only way to heaven. You see, Jesus said, I am the door, or I am the gate, if you like. Only those who come through me can have access to the Father. On another occasion, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. And that means that we can't bring anything else. We can't say, I'll trust Jesus and my baptism. I'll trust Jesus and my church attendance. I'll trust Jesus and. If you add anything to trusting Jesus, you've got nothing. Because it's only through Jesus you can be made right with God. You say, but I thought Christians did good things. Well, I hope they do. I would expect that we would. Of course, that's what we would do. If we have fallen in love with Jesus, if we've realized how much he's done for us, if we understand the debt that we owe, of course we're going to want to please him. But not to get to heaven. It's because we're going to heaven. It's not to get into God's favor. It's because we are in God's favor. And we want to please him. We want to follow him. And 8 people today are going to say, I brought nothing to Jesus. I just came to him empty-handed. And by faith I trusted him. And he received me. And I'm a child of God. And I'm going to heaven. But I want to tell people I'm a follower of Jesus. And this is one way I can do it. And living my life to serve him and to serve others, that's another way I can show it. And being part of a church where I can contribute, that's another way. And praying because I love talking to Jesus. You know, you love talking to people you love, don't you? Hey? Well, when you get to love Jesus, you want to talk to him. You want to talk to God. You want to pray. And you want to hear what he's got to say to you. So you say, well, he's talking to me through his word, the Bible. And so I read the Bible because I want to hear what he's got to say to me because I love him. And I know he's got some wonderful things to tell me. Makes all the difference. I hope I haven't confused you. In case I have, let's come back to our 2 statements. One's got a big cross against it. Doing good works makes us right with God. Never. Faith in Jesus Christ makes us right with God absolutely every time. Praise God.